Children with gender dysphoria no longer have to seek court approval to undergo surgery in Australia. It was decided last week by the family court that they will no longer intervene in cases where children with gender dysphoria have the permission of their parents and treating doctors to undergo surgery. Principal solicitor of last week's case where the decision was made, Hilary Kincaid from the Inner City Legal Centre, speaks to us now.
In November last year, the full court of the family court decided that it wasn't necessary in all cases for transgender young people to have to go to court before they could get estrogen or testosterone. And it had previously been mandatory regardless of if the parents were in support. And that meant that the law in this area about stage three treatment, which is surgical interventions, and in this case the type of treatment was top surgery, that meant that the law was a little bit uncertain. So we filed an application on behalf of some previous clients of ours who we've represented in an application for testosterone for their son in relation to top surgery. And we filed that late last year, and it was heard last Wednesday. The court concluded that in circumstances like our client's case, and I'll use the anonymised name of Matthew, that's not the child's real name, it is not necessary to make an application to the court before stage three treatment can start. And those circumstances were both parents were in support. There was no disagreement between the treating medical practitioners about whether the child was competent to give his own consent or whether he should have the surgery. And there was medical evidence to show that the treatment was therapeutic. It's quite exciting, and the decision that came out on Friday builds on the logic of the full court's decision in Ree Kelvin, which was the case about stage two last year, and determines that because this treatment is therapeutic and because gender dysphoria is a recognised medical condition, there is no need for there to be a court application where there's no disagreement. This decision and the decision last year don't cover children who are in the care of the minister, so there may be future cases that deal with that issue. And I think that there is a recognition that the things that we say courts are for, which is to resolve disagreement, to resolve controversy by examining the evidence, that simply doesn't apply where everyone is in support. It may be that because a child is in the care of the minister that there's an argument that the court has more of a supervisory jurisdiction than when someone is in the care of their parents. But I think that the logic of these two decisions would certainly affect any future decisions of the family court. I wouldn't say that we've done ourselves out of a job just yet, but this certainly takes the majority of these cases out of the courts, which is the way that it should be. Where they don't necessarily have parental support, there have been cases. There's been two cases of older transgender children who are, I think, about 17. Two separate cases where they made an application to the court and the court gave them parental responsibility for themselves for the purposes of consenting to this treatment. That might be the form of the application. But if they have one parent who is in support and one parent who is not in support, then the process would probably be that the supportive parent would make an application to the family court for a declaration that this treatment could go ahead. So not so much in terms of the family court, but in New South Wales, if you are a child born in New South Wales and you want to change the record of your sex on your birth certificate, then current law is that you must have had a sex affirmation procedure, which is surgery affecting the reproductive organs. I think that is entirely barbaric and medieval. And one of the things that the ICLC is involved in is law reform in this area, pushing for a change to the New South Wales legislation. We've been practicing in this area for the last nearly 5 years, specifically with transgender young people, and it has been a real privilege to be able to work with these young people and their parents and to help them to live the lives that they want.
That was Principal Solicitor Hilary Kincaid from the Inner City Legal Centre about last week's family court decision that they will no longer intervene in cases where children with gender dysphoria have the permission of their parents and treating doctor to undergo surgery.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.